Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin, Avodah Zarah 17a, pagination is 33. There is a specific personality in the Talmud by the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, who is described in the start of the Gemara as a lustful, sinful person. And by the time the Gemara passage is completed, he is recognized as Rebbe, as a great person, a person who has done tshuva, and this is the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. We begin about 10 lines into the wide. Amru alav al Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. They say about Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, Shalo hiniach zona achas ba'olam, he did not have a single prostitute in the world, shalo ba'aleha, that he wasn't with. Now, does that mean literally? Hard to believe. But that's the Amru alav, they say about him. That's the legend about him, that he was so lustful he had tried everything. Pam achas, one time, shama sheyesh zona achas bekarchei hayom, that there's a specific woman far away, vahisana telas kisti norim bischara, and for her experience, she charged a full bag of expensive coins. Nota kisti norim, so he took such a bag of coins, vaholach, and he went, vaover ala shiva naharos, and he passed over 7 rivers in order to get to her. Great dedication for his sinful, lustful nature. Now, we have the expression regarding Torah to have great dedication, lahavdil, the expression in Chumash Devarim, lo me'ever layom hi, Torah is not on the other side of the ocean, that you should have to travel to it. The inference is, if it was on the other side of the ocean, you would have to go to the other side of the ocean. But Hashem says, it's not. Ki karov elecho, it's close to you. Likewise, we have the expression regarding the Torah, yikara hi mipninim. Torah and those who study it are more dear than precious gems. Nevertheless, it's munach bekeren zavis. Anybody who wants the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, can acquire it. Go study. So we do have these expressions regarding Torah as an endeavor that a person should be really dedicated to. You should be willing to cross the ocean for it. You should be willing to spend money. It's very worthwhile. Ki lekach tov nasati lochem. It's a good acquisition. But nevertheless, Hashem is very generous. And he didn't put Torah at the other end of the ocean or make it very expensive. But Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya is described as being in this predicament regarding his taiva, his desire, and he proceeds with his plan. B'shas hergel davar, at the time that he was about to be with her, hificha, she passed wind. Obviously, it's not written here, but he got turned off. Lost his appetite. Amra, so she said, in order not to lose the client, Kishem shafichazu ena chozeres lemakoma, just like I can't undo what I just did. That was disfavorable to you. I can't undo it. Kachalozer ben Derdaya and Mikablamoso Bitshuva. Similarly, you can't undo the predicament that you're in. You have developed a nature. This is your nature. This is who you are. You can't change. The absolute most painful, unfair words that could be said to a person, you can't change. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya is going to change. But before we discuss the change, let's contrast this with the story of Elisha ben Avuya, known as Acher, the other one, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Rebbe of Reb Meir, and he went off to be non-observant. Whatever his reasons were, the Talmud discusses them, but they once approached Acher, asked him, "Why don't you do tshuva?" And Acher said, "I heard me'achorei ha-pargod, I heard a message from the heavens that everyone can do tshuva except for Acher. His story is too terrible. He was a Talmud Chacham and he left. His story is too terrible. He can't do tshuva." And the commentaries say, he's wrong. Anyone can do tshuva. But if you hear the voice, the inner voice, except for you, so then that's demoralizing. Then you can't do it. Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, to his credit, heard the words of this woman, "You can't do tshuva, you can't undo your status," and he nevertheless disengaged and gave it his best shot to do tshuva. Holach v'yasha ben shnei harim u'gevos, he placed himself between mountains and hills. Omar, and he said, "Harim u'gevos bikshu alai rachamim, mountains and hills, plead for me, plead my case." And the response was, "We're not eternal, we can't plead your case." Apparently, what Elazar ben Derdaya wants is eternity. He wants to be able to return, to reset to a level that tshuva can do. But he wants someone else to plead his case. Two lines down, "Omar shemayim va'oretz bikshu alai rachamim." He called out to the heavens and earth, "You should plead my case." And they answered, as they answered, that we're also not eternal and we can't do this for you. Two lines later, "Omar," he said, "Chamo levano bikshu alai rachamim." Sun and moon, plead my case. Amrulan, they told him also, "We're not eternal, we can't plead your case. We can't get you what you want." Now, this conversation between Elazar ben Derdaya and the mountains, heaven and earth, the sun and the moon, and they're responding to him. So Tosfos comments, last Tosfos on the page, "Lo hishiva lo kach." It's not an actual dialogue that he heard the voice of the mountain. But haya omer belibo shekach yuchlu lahashiv, he understood that this is what they could answer. Inami, or maybe sar shel harim haya meshiv kein. There's a malach, an angel, in charge of the mountain, and that malach is the one who answered. But the mountain itself didn't answer. The Ritva, brought in the Ein Yaakov as a commentary, says the words, like Perek Shira, where we also have statements attributed to inanimate objects or even to animals that we don't actually have a system of belief that says that they're so wise that they're quoting psukim from Tehillim. It's that the wise person can understand, as Tosfos says it, either they could say this, this is the lesson that humanity in its wisdom can learn from this, or its angel says it, and we have such a tradition that the angel says it. But in any case, this is the dialogue that Elazar ben Derdaya experiences as he tries to do tshuva. There are different explanations as to what he wanted from the mountains, from heaven and earth, from the sun and the moon. One approach is that the Marsha mentions he wanted to tap in to the Avos and Imahos, the patriarchs and matriarchs of our people, and asking them, and he used that almost like a mashal. Another approach might be that he's kind of blaming his parents for his upbringing, the mountains of my life. We find Esa Enai El Heharim, the Medrash has a number of explanations what that pasuk means in Kuf Chaf Aleph of Tehillim. What are the horim? What are the mountains that he's lifting his eyes to? What does that represent? But in any case, what's clear is that Elazar ben Dodaya understood that he can't blame anyone for his predicament, and he can't beseech anyone to get him out of his predicament. If he wants to get out, he has to get out himself. Omar, he said, about 7 lines up, Ein hadavar talui ela bi. It's up to me to get myself out. And that's really the turning point in tshuva, when a person recognizes that they are responsible and that Hashem will help, that Hashem will listen, and that there's never a time when a person can't turn back. The pasuk, Korov Hashem l'chol korov, Hashem is close to all those who call to him, l'chol asher yikra'uhu ve'emes, as long as they call to him sincerely. Hiniach rosha ben berkov, he therefore put his head between his knees, v'go'o b'vichio, he cried out in a cry, atshayotzis ha'nishmaso, until he literally died from this experience. Yotzis ha'baskov v'omra, a voice came out and declared, the voice of heaven, Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya, he's being addressed as Rabbi, Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya, mezumen l'chayei olam haba, he's ready for the world to come. And the Gemara observes, Da'avik batuva, he was really bonded with this lustful behavior, and to get him out was not easy. We in tshuva try to take it one step at a time. We don't want that kind of damage to be done to a person. That's not the plan. But this is what happened to him in his extreme case. Bacha Rebbe v'Omar, Rebbe cried and said, Yeshkona olama b'kama shanim. There's some people who acquire their world to come in many years. It's an incremental process. V'yishkona olama b'sho achas, but it is possible for someone who's in a really bad way to acquire it in a moment through this tremendous experience. V'Omar Rebbe, and Rebbe also added, Lo dayan lebalei tshuva shemekablim osan. It's not enough that Hashem accepts teshuva. Ela shekarino so Rebbe, he becomes called a Rebbe, a great stature. And perhaps on one dimension, the reason he's called Rebbe is because he taught us something through this event, and he's an inspiration for generations. We hope no one's locked in like he was. But wherever a person finds themselves, the statement, everyone can do tshuva except for you, is totally false. Anyone can do tshuva, even Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. And from his tshuva, others gain inspiration and recognize Hashem's open hand to accept them in tshuva. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.